Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, ladies. Good evening. Good evening. It is the last day of the month. It is Tuesday, August the 31st, 2021. Where has the time gone? Summer is almost here. Labor Day weekend coming. It almost sometimes signifies the end of summer and the beginning of fall. Over half of the year is gone. We're into the third quarter of the year. So much has happened. But I want to say first, good evening. My name is Sheila Coley. Welcome to the Next Chapters Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm standing in for the second week for Mary Hollis, our illustrious, wonderful, dedicated, committed director, who is taking some time away. So I am standing in her stead. I have some really, really big shoes to fill. So I hope that, you know, what I have to share with you today will be just as empowering and God-filled and encouraging as what Mary does for you when she's here with you guys and ladies. So we want to get the show started this evening with just actually a few announcements. I usually make them at the end, but I think this time we're going to make them in the beginning. So important announcements. The only real announcement that I'm really excited about is our 18th anniversary. The Next Chapter will be celebrating its 18th anniversary on September the 18th. That is at 11 o'clock a.m. and we're going to do a virtual celebration. So it doesn't matter where you are. You could be in Publix, the grocery store. You could be many places. You could be traveling on the road. Wherever you are, just keep in mind that you can definitely join in. We have a great little lineup planned for you. We have a committee that's working on that. We're doing it virtually. So the information will be on our Facebook page in terms of how to connect us. So we are doing a Zoom. So the Zoom ID will be on our Facebook page. Mary's going to send it out to all the people that we have email addresses and phone numbers for. If for some reason you don't get the information, you can contact Mary. Mary's number, you can reach her, is at 770-981-9118. Or you can reach us by email. That's TNC, the abbreviation for the Next Chapter. T as in Tom, N as Nancy, C as in Charlie, the TNC Widows with the S on the end at gmail.com. So if you don't get the information, you need to get that information to you. September 18th at 11 a.m., we will be doing a virtual Zoom meeting. I also want to share with you the theme that has been selected for our anniversary. It is Never Lose Hope. Never Lose Hope. The scripture reference is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 25, and I want to read that to you. It says, "The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him and the one who seeks him." So, ladies, widows, it says that the Lord is good to those whose hope is in him. So if your hope is in him and to the one who seeks him, so you want to have your hope in him and you want to seek him, and the Lord will be good to you. So Never Lose Hope is our anniversary thing, which is going to tie into what I want to share with you this evening. And I want to share with you, I want to talk to you about being mentally tough in the era of being courageous. So we want you to become fearless. We don't want you to lose hope because you're struggling and having a hard time and you just can't figure it out and it just, you can't seem to make, you know, sense of anything. In this process, we want you to be fearless. And there's a scripture that goes with this that I'm sure many of you have already heard of it. It's taken from Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. And I probably am pretty sure you heard it, but I want you to listen to it like you never listened to it before. It says, this is God talking to Joshua. He told Joshua, he says, "Remember that I commanded you to be strong and brave. So don't be afraid. The Lord your God will be with you everywhere you go." That's a powerful promise there that God has made. But remember what he said first. God says, I want you to remember. So go back and think right now, you know, wherever you may be doing. You might be in the kitchen trying to clean up from dinner. You might got your footies and your PJs on, all cuddled up in the bed, laying on the sofa with one eye on the TV, the other eye half closed. Wherever you are, I want you to remember that God has commanded you to be strong. How can you be strong, you might say? How can I be brave? There's so many things I'm dealing with here. But he said, I don't want you to be afraid. I don't want you to fear. He said, he told you why you don't have to be afraid. He says, because the Lord your God will be with you everywhere you go. So you have to figure out where is the everywhere. Is everywhere where you are right now? Is everywhere when you have to make that telephone call? Is the everywhere when you have to go to that place? Is everywhere a situation? Is the everywhere a bad situation? So when you're in those places, you want to say, God, this place is everywhere, and you promised me, hold God accountable to what he said. Now, that's what our children do. But, Mommy, you said. So you tell God, you say, Father, but you said that you're with me everywhere I go. So quick question I want to ask you. What's your greatest fear? Are you living in your greatest fear? Is being a widow your greatest fear? Having lost your husband and having to make all the decisions on your own, not knowing what to do next, not knowing how to do something. Maybe this is not your greatest fear. Maybe there was another fear that's your greatest fear. Maybe your greatest fear now is something very different. For some, you know, it could just be, you know, I got a doctor's report that I have to go back and get. And so what would those test results be? So many of the Bible's greatest heroes knew what it was like to be afraid. So people been before you. Abraham was afraid. Ruth was afraid. Moses was afraid. Gideon was afraid. Esther, which is one of my favorite characters, she was afraid too. She had to do something that could have cost her life. David was afraid. And even people that's not in Bible characters, people on your job, people at your church, people you know that have, you know, maybe had a bout with COVID and didn't know if they were going to make it. We have so many reasons in this life to be fearful. Will I lose my job? Will I get evicted? Everybody has fears. Just before Jesus went into heaven after his resurrection, he told his disciples, I don't want you to be afraid. And he gave them this incredible promise. He said, I will be with you always. I will continue with you even until the end of the world. You can find that in the book of Matthew. He says, I don't want you to be afraid because I'm going to always be with you no matter what goes on in your life. So when you have to do something or you want to go somewhere, have to go somewhere that's scary, remember what Jesus said. So, you know, let's be mindful of that verse that I read in the very beginning from the book of Joshua. God was talking to Joshua when it was time to cross that Jordan River into the promised land. You may be in your Jordan River right now. The pain, the grief, the sorrow, the agony, the loneliness, the disappointment, the depression, all those things could be your Jordan River that you're crossing over. But a wonderful new home awaited Joshua and his people once they crossed the river. So I'm reminded the next chapter is about that transition from the life you used to have to this new life. It's the next chapter of your life. I've been around the whole 18 years. You will not believe how many women have shared with me, but I don't want to move on. I'm not ready to move on. And so the experience can be scary here. That's why we're talking to you about not losing hope. Don't become fearful. The more powerful enemy is always going to try to wear you down with fear. Fear can beat you even before the enemy gets a hold of you. So the enemy is trying to devour you, but before he can even get to you, your own fears about whatever it is can be overwhelming. But here's another way you might want to take on a challenge. You can say, tell yourself this right now, I can do this. And then tell yourself again, I can do it. Because the first time you say, you're like, I can do this. And you're like, I can do this. And then you look in the mirror, I can do this. And then you get a little attitude with it, I can do this. And then you start speaking with authority and that power and say, yes, I can do this. God has given me talents. He's given me gifts. He's given me the next chapter. He's given me family. He's given me friends. He's given me resources because he loves me. And I can do all things, even the hard things. They're hard, but they're not impossible. And I can do them because it is Christ who strengthens me. So, you know, it's about me and you, Lord. Me and you, Lord, all the time. When you get into a scary situation like having to be alone, having to do things without your spouse, whenever those situations occur and you just kind of don't know what to do, maybe you had to, you know, some of our ladies have, you know, changed their home. They moved into a smaller house or they moved in with relatives. All those things are different that can cause you to really be afraid. But you always go back and you remember that promise, because when you hold on to that promise, it's like a supernatural gift. And God promises this gift whenever you move into a new and frightening place. He goes with you. His presence in your life is a gift, ladies. It's like Christmas morning and the wrapping is all pretty and shiny and you get all excited because there is something that you're being given that you can use. It's a gift that will carry you through this journey no matter how hard it can be. You weren't fearless, okay? If you wasn't fearless, you would not know that God can deliver you. But it's through those fears that you have, and it's through those uncertain moments when you start to press more and more into God, and you start to seek him more, and you start to pray more, and you start to trust him more. Well, the same thing happened to Joshua when he had to cross the Jordan River. It happened to Moses when he had to cross the sea. It happened to Ruth when she had to move into a new land because she lost her husband. On this side of things, there's a lot of fear and uncertainty, but on the other side, there's a victory party. There are women in our ministry that started with us 18 years ago who had just lost their husband, and now they've been widowed long enough where they can kind of give you a hug, their tears dry up a little bit. They start to realize, you know what, I still don't know how to cut that grass, but I know somebody who does. I still don't know how to change in the, oil in that car, but I know where to take it. I still, you know, I need a handyman. I need an electrician. Oh, my God, many things that you may need. You might just need a hug. You know, you might need somebody to just wrap their arms around you and let you know that you're beautiful and that you're loved. And God said, whatever it is you need, he will provide it for you. And the party will be great. When you get to the other side of this pain and loneliness, you're going to rejoice and start to realize, you know what, I too can now help another woman. You know, in the news, there have been some of our soldiers have passed away recently. We have floods, we have hurricanes, we have fires, we have crime, we have all of these things that are pulling people out of this life to the hereafter. We have women who are losing their husbands. We have children that are losing their fathers. This thing called death is just gripping us. We have COVID. A friend of mine passed away last week as a result of COVID, and he left his wife behind, a new widow. And so one of the ladies in our widows group is her sister-in-law. So there's always so many opportunities to go and be fearless and say, you know what, I have a story too. I have a story I want to tell. So I have a couple of little homework assignments for you. You know, this is we got a little bit of homework. I want you to think about these questions I'm going to ask you, these sentences, and then I want you to write them down when you have some time. I want you to think about the thing that's frightening you the most right now. Not in general, but just think of a specific thing that is frightening you, right? And write it down. Then I want you to think about this. if Jesus was sitting right beside you right now, y'all was maybe having some ice cream. Some people say coffee. I like you and Jesus sitting there having a bowl of ice cream. It needs to be at least 3 scoops, and each scoop need to be a different flavor, okay? And then you need not a little spoon, but you need one of those big spoons, and y'all just sitting down, okay, maybe some whipped cream and a cherry on the side and a nice little cookie or a slice of cake or maybe a brownie. Okay, let me get back to this. Anyway, so you and Jesus are sitting down there, and here's what I think he would say to me about my worries. And then I want you to write it down. Remember, you've written down what your worry is. And then you're going to write down, what would Jesus tell me? If we were sitting down here having a bowl of ice cream, what would he tell me about that worry? And then finally, knowing that God is with you, decide how you're now going to take on that fear. Are you going to still be in a place of avoidance where you don't do it? I remember in my life, I tend to be an avoider. I won't open a mail. I won't answer the phone, because as long as I don't have to read it, as long as I don't have to take that call, it seems like it's out of sight, out of mind. But what I've had to learn how to do is remember that God can work that out of me, and I don't have to be afraid. So that, remember, step one is I want you to write down the thing that frightens you the most. Step two is if Jesus was right beside you, not his spirit, not your best friend, not your prayer partner, but Jesus himself, how cool would that be? Oh, my gosh, I'm thinking about what would he be wearing and you know, what kind of ice cream would he be having? And the conversation we'd be having, I'm just pouring out my heart to the Lord. I'm telling him what that fear is that has got me, that has got a hold on me, that fear that this is causing me to lose hope, okay? And so what is it? Whatever that is, you tell him Jesus, and he would say, chillin', let me tell you something. And then he would tell me. So whatever it is that you think he would be telling you, write that down. And then finally, now that you know what Jesus has said to you, so what you going to do about it? You're just going to take the information and keep worrying. You're going to put it, you know, you're going to put the solution over in a little shoebox and stick it up in a closet up in a corner and keep worrying. Or you're going to say, I have a solution in my hand. You know, one solution that I think that Jesus might say to me is, I read it here to you. He says, Sheila, stop all that worrying, girl. What you worrying for? You just worry, worry, worry. You're just so fearful. You're just stressed out. What are you so stressed about? I know you got that doctor's appointment to go to. I know you got that financial situation. I know you have that family member, whether it's a child, a parent, or a sibling. I know what it is. So, but why are you being fearful? Don't you see me? I'm right here with you. I told you I'm not going anywhere. Hard doing this, but I'm with you. Who else could be with you that's better than me? He was like, I got your back. I got your front. I got your top. I got you. I got you, girl. I got you. So that's your homework assignment, okay? I'm going to close with this this little line here. It says, courage isn't the lack of fears. It is the willingness to move forward in spite of them. So those Bible characters we were talking about, you know, Esther, Moses, David, Abraham, we're not saying that they were afraid. Maybe they were afraid, but they were able to still move forward. So they were courageous. They were courageous. Charge you this evening with courage. I want you to be courageous. And even if you don't feel like it, even if you don't think that nothing has changed, just know that you're now going to say that I am fearless, I am courageous, and our theme for our anniversary is never lose hope. So keep that in mind, ladies. The Lord will expand your territory. He will do some things that you can't even imagine that he could do. He's working stuff out for you like you would not believe. So trust him with everything. Trust him with everything. He would not have your husband absent from you unless he had a plan in place to take care of everything you need. So, theme for the anniversary, never lose hope. Topics for this evening, is to be fearless, to be courageous. Love you, ladies. Love you so very much. The next chapter of Widow's Ministry is waiting for your story. We're waiting for you to get that pen to that piece of paper and tell your story about what God has done for you in spite of it all. We want you to tell it. Shame the devil. Don't let him get a hold of you and make you shut down and not write that story. Write that story because we want to get it in our next book. We want to get it published. And we want you to have some book signings at your house, some book signings at your church, some book signings on your job, and let people know that I serve a living and true God, one that even in spite of all that I've been through, he is still sustaining me. So let your life be a witness to the Lord. You take good care of yourself. We'll see you right back here next Tuesday, Blog Talk Radio. The next chapter. Enjoy. We're going to close on Donnie McClurkin's I Need You. I just love that song. I just listen to it over and over. Take care and good night.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go now? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm mine again. Lord,
thank you.